The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Kelly Wall for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is poetry. For the next half an hour, I will be reading to you from E.E. Cummings. All of the poetry read today will be by E.E. Cummings. Edward Eslin Cummings, known as E.E. Cummings, was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1894 and lived until 1962. He studied Latin and Greek at Cambridge High School and earned both his bachelor's and master's degrees in art from Harvard University, focusing on Greek and English. He served in World War I as an ambulance driver and was imprisoned in an internment camp. He wrote many types of literature, including almost 3,000 poems, in addition to plays and lectures, and was considered one of the most prestigious American poets. It was noted that Cummings creatively played with both syntax and grammar throughout his writings. Mr. Cummings received many awards throughout his lifetime, including the Bullingen Prize in Poetry in 1958, the Guggenheim Fellowships, awarded twice in 1933 and 1951, Academy of American Poets Fellowship in 1950, the Dial Award in 1925, the Shelley Memorial Award for Poetry in 1945, the Harriet Monroe Poetry Award in 1950, and the National Book Award finalist. The first of Cummings' poems we will be reading is titled, O Sweet Spontaneous. O sweet spontaneous earth, how often have the doting fingers of prurient philosophers pinched and poked thee? Has the naughty thumb of science prodded thy beauty? How often have religions taken thee upon their scraggy knees, squeezing and buffeting thee, that thou mightest conceive God, but true to the incomparable couch of death, thy rhythmic lover, thou answerest them, only whispering. That was Sweet Spontaneous by E.E. Cummings. The next poem by E.E. Cummings is Anyone Lived in a Pretty How Town. Anyone lived in a pretty how town, with up so floating many bells down, spring, summer, autumn, winter, he sang his didn't, he danced his did. Women and men, both little and small, cared for anyone, not at all. They sowed their isn't, they reaped their same, sun, moon, stars, rain. Children guessed, but only a few, and down they forgot as up they grew, autumn, winter, spring, summer, that no one loved him more by more, when by now and tree by leaf, she laughed his joy, she cried his grief. Bird by snow and stir by still, anyone's any was all to her. Someone's married, they're everyone's, laughed their cryings and did their dance, sleep, wake, hope, and then they said their nevers, they slept their dream. Stars, rain, sun, moon, and only the snow can begin to explain how children are apt to forget to remember, with up so floating, many bells down. One day, anyone died, I guess, and no one stooped to kiss his face. Busy folk buried them side by side, little by little, and was by was, all by all, and deep by deep, and more by more, they dream their sleep. No one and anyone, earth by April, wish by spirit, and if by yes. Women and men, both dong and ding, summer, autumn, winter, spring, reaped their sowing, and whence there came sun, moon, stars, rain. That was Anyone Lived in a Pretty How Town. The next poem by Mr. Cummings is titled, All in Green Went My Love Riding. All in green went my love riding on a great horse of gold into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling. The merry deer ran before. Fleeter be they than dappled dreams, the swift, sweet deer, the red, rare deer. Four red roebuck at a white water, the cruel bugle sang before. Horn at hip went my love riding, riding the echo down into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling. The level mottos ran before. Softer be they than slippered sleep, the lean lithe deer, the fleet flown deer. Four fleet does at a gold valley, the famished arrow sang before. Bow at belt went my love riding, riding the mountain down into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling, the sheer peaks ran before. Paler be they than daunting death, the sleek, slim deer, the tall, tense deer. Four tall stags at a green mountain, the lucky hunter sang before. All in green went my love riding on a great horse of gold into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling. My heart fell dead before. That was All in Green Went My Love Riding. The next poem is a romantic one. This is E.E. Cummings's I Carry Your Heart With Me, I Carry It In. I carry your heart with me, I carry it in my heart. I am never without it. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear. And whatever is done by only me is your doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true. And it's you are whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root, and the bud of the bud, and the sky of the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart. That was I Carry Your Heart With Me. The following poem is a long one. We will read by Mr. Cummings, and this poem is called Puella Mea. The Latin translation is My Girl. Puella Mea. Harun Omar and Master Javis, keep your dead, beautiful ladies. Mine is a lovelier than all of your ladies were. In her perfectest array, my lady, moving in the day, is a little stranger thing than crisp Sheba with her king in the morning wandering. Through the young and awkward hours, my lady perfectly moving, through the new world scarce a stir, my fragile lady wandering, in whose perishable poise is the mystery of spring, with her beauty more than snow, dexterous and fugitive, my very frail lady drifting distinctly, moving like a myth in the uncertain morning, with April feet like sudden flowers, and all her body filled with May, moving in the unskillful day. My lady, utterly alive, to me is a more curious thing, a thing more nimble and complete. than ever to Judea's king, with a shapely, sharp cunning, and with all delirious feet, of the princess Salome, carefully dancing in the noise of Herod's silence long ago. If she a little turn her head, I know that I am wholly dead, nor ever did, on such a throat, the lips of Tristram slowly dote. Le Bel Isoude, whose leman was. And if my lady look at me with her eyes, which like two elves incredibly amuse themselves, with a look of fairy, perhaps a little suddenly, as sometimes the improbable beauty of my lady will, at her glance my spirit shies, rearing, as in the miracle of a lady who had eyes which the king's horses might not kill. But should my lady smile, it were a flower of so pure surprise, it were so very new a flower so frail, a flower so glad, as trembling used to yield with dew when the world was young and new, a flower such as the world had in springtime when the world was mad and Lancelot spoke to Guinevere, a flower which most heavy hung with silence when the world was young. And Dermid looked in Grania's eyes. But should my lady's beauty play at not speaking, sometimes as it will, the silence of her face doth immediately make in my heart so great a noise, as in the sharp and thirsty blood of Paris would not all the Troys of Helen's beauty. Never did Lord Jason, in impossible things, victorious impossibly, so wholly burn to undertake. Medea's rescuing eyes, nor he, when swooned the white Egyptian day, who with Egypt's body lay. Lovely as those ladies were, mine is a little lovelier. And if she speak in her frail way, it is wholly to bewitch my smallest thought with the most swift radiance, wherein slowly drift murmurous things divinely bright. It is foolingly to smite my spirit with the lithe free twitch of scintillant space and the cool writhe of gloom truly, which syncopate some sunbeam's skillful fingerings. It is utterly to lull with foliate inscrutable sweetness my soul obedient. It is to stroke my being with numbing forests, frolicsome, fleetly mystical, a roam with keen creatures of idiom, beings alert and innocent, very deftly, upon which indolent miracles impinge. It is distinctly to confute my reason with the deep caress of every most shy thing and mute. It is to quell me with the twinge of all living intense things. Never my soul so fortunate is, past the luck of all dead man and loving, as invisibly when upon her palpable solitude a furtive occult fragrance steals, a gesture of immaculate perfume, whereby, with fear aglow, my soul is wont wholly to know the poignant instantaneous fern whose scrupulous enchanted fronds toward all things intrinsic yearn, the imminent subliminal firm of her delicious voice, of her voice which always dwells beside the vivid, magical, impetuous, and other utter ponds of dream, and very secret food its leaves inimitable find beyond the white authentic springs, beyond the sweet instinctive wells which make to flourish the minute spontaneous meadow of her mind. The vocal fern, always which feels the keen, ecstatic, actual tread, and thereto perfectly responds, of all things exquisite and dead, all living things and beautiful. Caliph and king their ladies had, to love them and to make them glad, when the world was young and mad, in the city of Baghdad. Mine is a little lovelier than any of their ladies were. Her body is most beauteous, being for all things amorous, fashioned very curiously of roses and of ivory. The immaculate crisp head is such as only certain dead and careful painters love to use for their youngest angels, whose praising bodies in a row between slow glories fleetly go upon a keen and lovely throat. The strangeness of her face doth float, which in eyes and lips consists, always upon the mouth there trysts, curvingly a fragile smile, which like a flower lieth, while within the eyes is dimly heard a wistful and precarious bird. Springing from fragrant shoulders small, ardent and perfectly withal, smooth to stroke and sweet to see as a supple and young tree, her slim lascivious arms alight in skillful wrists which hint at flight. My lady's very singular and slenderous hands, moreover, are, which as lilies smile and quail, of all things perfect, the most frail. Whoso writeth in the tale of Chaucer knoweth many a pair of companions blithe and fair, who to walk with Master Gower in confessio doth prefer, shall not lack for beauty there, nor he that will amain go with my lord Boccaccio, whoso knocketh at the door of Marie and Malor, findeth of ladies goodly store, whose beauties did in nothing err. If to me there shall appear than a rose more sweetly known, more silently than a flower, my lady naked in her hair, I for those ladies nothing care, nor any lady dead and gone. When the world was like a song heard behind a golden door, poet and sage and caliph had to love them and to make them glad. Ladies with lithe eyes and long, when the world was like a flower, Omar Hafiz and Harun loved their ladies in the moon, fashioned very curiously of roses and ivory. If naked she appear to me, my flesh is an enchanted tree. With her lips most frail parting, my body hears the cry of spring, and with their frailest syllable, its leaves go crisp with miracle. Love, maker of my lady, in that always beyond this poem, or any poem, she of whose body's words are afraid, perfectly beautiful is. Forgive these words which I have made. And never boast your dead beauties, you greatest lovers in the world. Never boast your beauties dead, who with Grania strangely fled, who with Egypt went to bed, whom white-thighed Semiramis put up her mouth to holy kiss. Never boast your dead beauties, mine being unto me sweeter of who, why delicious glance things will never more shall be, perfect things of fairy are intense inhabitants, in whose warm superlative body do distinctly live. All sweet cities passed away. In her flesh, at break of day, are the smells of Nineveh. In her eyes, when day is gone, are the cries of Babylon. Dermid, Paris, and Salomon, Omar, Harun, and Master Hafiz, to me, your ladies, are all one. Keep your dead, beautiful ladies. Eater of all things lovely, time, upon whose watering lips the world poises a moment. Futile, proud, a costly morsel of sweet tears gesticulates and disappears. Of all dainties which do crowd gaily upon oblivion, sweeter than any there is one, to touch it is the fear of rhyme in life's very fragile hour, when the world was like a tale made of laughter and of dew, was a flight, a flower, a flame, was a tendril fleetly curled upon frailness, used to stroll very slowly, one or two ladies, like flowers made, softly used to wholly move, slender ladies made of dream, in the lazy world, and new, sweetly used to laugh and love, ladies with crisp eyes and frail, in the city of Baghdad. Keep your dead, beautiful ladies, Harun, Omar, and Master Hafiz. That was Puella Maya by E.E. Cummings. The next poem is called You Are Tired. You are tired, I think, of the always puzzle of living and doing, and so am I. Come with me, then, and we'll leave it far and far away. Only you and I understand. You have played, I think, and broke the toys you were fondest of, and are a little tired now, tired of things that break, and just tired. So am I. But I come with the dream in my eyes tonight, and knock with a rose at the hopeless gate of your heart. Open to me, for I will show you the places nobody knows, and, if you like, the perfect places of sleep. Ah, come with me, I'll blow you that wonderful bubble, the moon, that floats forever and a day. I'll sing you the jacinth song of the probable stars. I will attempt the unstartled steps of dream until I find the only flower, which shall keep, I think, your little heart while the moon comes out of the sea. That poem was called You Are Tired. The last poem we will read today, which is my favorite of all of these, is called Somewhere I Have Never Traveled. Somewhere I have never traveled, gladly beyond any experience. Your eyes have their silence, and your most frail gesture are things which enclose me, or which I cannot touch because they are too near. Your slightest look easily will enclose me, though I have closed myself as fingers. You open always, petal by petal, myself, as spring opens, touching skillfully, mysteriously, her first rose. Or if your wish be to close me, I and my life will shut very beautifully, suddenly, as when the heart of this flower imagines the snow carefully everywhere descending. Nothing which we are to perceive in this world equals the power of your intense fragility, whose texture compels me with the color of its countries, rendering death and forever with each breathing. I do not know what it is about you that closes and opens. Only something in me understands the voice of your eyes is deeper than all roses. Nobody, not even the rain, has such small hands. That was our last poem by E.E. Cummings, titled Somewhere I Have Never Traveled. I hope you enjoyed our poetry today, all written by E.E. Cummings. Our 7 poems we read were called O Sweet Spontaneous, Anyone Lived in a Pretty How Town, All in Green Went My Love Riding, I Carry Your Heart With Me, Puella Mea, You Are Tired, and Somewhere I Have Never Traveled. Next month, please join us. We are going to be reading all the poetry from Louisa May Alcott. We have run out of time for today's episode of poetry. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Kelly Wall, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Visit ncreadingservice.org for more information about NCRS. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.